I'm Joe.
And I'm Mo.
And this is Mojo's Crazy Kitchen. Okay, so I have been doing Mike for a few years now with the Santa bleaching. And this is what he starts out like, and we'll see once what he finishes up. This is some coconut oil, and I had him put a little on his beard before we get started, but I'm really going to work this in because the bleach is going to be on for a long time. And probably two rounds the first time, and then it's one time after that to maintain it. Okay, so I put the coconut oil on him fairly thick and try to comb it through some because I'm trying to keep it from drying out and it doesn't seem to affect the bleach too much. Don't forget his eyebrows if you're Santa. Okay, this is what I used, and this was the bleach. Okay, you're not supposed to use 40 Valium with this, and I know that, but this is what I need. It's what I need, and I am adding about another gram more because it seemed a little pasty to me, and still does. So I'm going to put in one more. I'll make the adjustment on there that I think you're going to need to add just a little more. I want this to be fairly wet because it's going to dry out quick on his. Well, it's dry. What are you doing? I know this, but you are making monkey faces before we even start. I also find, let me get this off my hands. Oil. I also find that a eyelash, you can get them on Amazon. They're, what do you call them? Eyelash applicator or mascara applicators, whatever. Eyelash brush. I find that that works good in his really dark areas. This is going to stink terribly and he's going to have a real fun time. But since he's just coming off Rona, it won't be so bad. Maybe. I don't know. All right. Now you really want to make sure in the dark areas, you really get it underneath good. Okay, and I'm gonna quit talking here and probably fast forward the majority of this so you kind of get the idea of what we're doing. So we'll see once how it turns out. Always such a dilemma in here. Thank you. I can clog up here by your nostril because that's the first place I noticed. Year over animation cracks me up. And he has a lot of little brows, like little pieces, so I want to make sure I cover them all, so I usually go way wide, and he usually and he usually does pretty good with not breaking. Maybe this video can be with Brad Mondo. He's the one I always watch that does the all the hair colors. They're usually rainbow colors and things, though. So I don't think he'll be too interested, but you never know.
The key's to relax. So get yourself a drink.
All right. And I'm really working this in because, and that the oil helps a lot with this, too. I find if you don't, there always seems to be a spot that you missed. So... This is a problem area that always wants to turn yellow too. I think most.
You should really wear gloves, and I highly advise wearing old clothes because you will get bleach. You will get bleach everywhere.
This is where I start to work it in. With the little brush in different sections. Like I said, you should probably wear gloves, but my nails look kind of yellowy, so I'm trying to bleach them out while I'm doing it. This always seems to be the hardest part to get this in underneath his nose. It's kind of hard to section out beard hair, if you know what I'm saying. And so I get usually just plenty on there, so it is totally saturated, and I work it down that way. pulling too hard. Oop, that one did. It's coming. And this will ensure that I get all the strands covered. It's not the easiest on his face, but he's a pretty good participant. He's been Santa for a lot of years.
Remember, I'm trying to give you a good look.
Because I've done this before on him, this is 50 minutes. If I can find a way to cover his face at all, it's helpful for processing. But
great, another mask.
Now, I'm going to leave it down. It would be better if I went like this. It would be better.
But I'm breathing that.
With yeah, no breathe open. Your nose.
No, I'm a mouth breather.
All right, we'll go with that. It'll help keep it a little bit wetter. So, there we go. Okay, so this is what Mo looks like right now. Yeah, I'll take this off and he's going to... You know what? I think maybe you should take your shirt off with that still on. Okay, so he's going to take this off and take a shower. Okay, so I'm going to take this off and kind of see what it looks like right now. And he's going to get in the shower and we're probably going to have to do it again, or at least in some areas. Okay, so we're back on the first one. He's definitely starting to ho-ho out. Okay, right up in here, he has some dark spots in his brows here. So I'm going to do that again. I'm going to do underneath. This is always his worst area right here. It's just so hard to get that. And he has just a little dark ring right here, so I'm going to touch that up. I'm probably going to add just a little bit of oil to it again, and then that's how we start to get that. You can see there's some yellowing in here, and I'm going to put toner on. Get more coconut. It really went pretty well much underneath here. Yep, that all went good. On this one, those whiskers down below here, I'll turn them out. I'll show you. Yep, I have to mix this up. And I grabbed the other one of the Oxer Platinum from Goldwell. This one was the dust-free one. I'm not sure if one is different from the other one, except that it says the dust-free, but anyway.
Dust-free.
Okay, so it has more of a blue tint on this one, on the bleach. But I'm really trying to get it underneath here good. You can see I'm really working that in there, but I think because he breathes across this area. Yeah, it's a brand new can. It's going to be probably a little stronger as far as smell. This is definitely a process. You got to feel a little bad for yourself. Look over this way.
It's all for the kids.
This way. I don't highly recommend this. And he'll be pretty white here. I recommend it. But this may not take quite as long.
You're gonna be Santa.
A brand new main bleach.
This
too.
Is kind of what it is.
You know, so it just kind of depends now on you what you've got.
Put
there
plugs up your nose
home,
and
I
try to breathe
in
your mouth with a straw
and
something
get to
the
like
bottom.
That, but
we've tried that
pretty.
Stuff and it just goes awry. So
for a while. This is like a new bottle of scotch.
That is, well, I would say more like it. I would honestly say more like seasoning.
All right.
When I open a new thing of seasoning,
you
it's a
seasoning,
lot stronger.
I say scotch.
Yeah, well, that's where we vary. All right, I'm trying to get it up there close. And I am going to comb that through again a little bit. Did you have the comb in the shower? Need to get it to blend. Once again. I do find that the combing generally helps a lot. I'm not going to do it much where he has it up top here because I was working that in so much with the mascara wand. It's a long one there, buddy. There we go. All right, now I'm... He's getting irritated. We'll let you go.
All right.
So we're back, and I'm just trying to kind of check. It looks like, to me, it bleached it out pretty good. It's been 40 minutes. Just making sure up in here. Oh, yeah, this part's getting crusty, too. So it's drying out a little faster. So I think he's probably good to go. So I'll have him take off a shirt, and he'll get in the shower again. Next will be Color Trip Pale Violet with the 20-volume developer. Okay. I don't know if they quit making this. I know I bought another tube of it already, but any type of pale violet, I think. And this was not a demi color. This was a permanent color. And then equal parts of this. So I'll get this mixed up and we'll be back. All right. So you can see this was after the double bleaching. And he's turning into Santa. Okay. And this is a color. This is not a semi-permanent. This is a color. And hopefully it goes the way it did last year, which is just take out a little bit more of that brassiness. Even though he is really getting to be Santa, I think this even helps a little bit more. I think last year I left it on for 20 minutes. I don't know if he's going to need it quite this long as he did last year. Last year it was a little more yellow. Look at me. I'm going to do it underneath your bad spots first. Once again, I will comb this through, brush it through, mascara wand it through, do all that. And I've also used Arctic Blue on this too, which was a blue, and it gave it a little bit more of an icy look. It was too blue for me. This looks more like Santa to me. The blue looked a little bit more, I don't know, it was just a little weird for me. Yes, but I would not recommend this procedure if you have red hair. I don't think it'd turn out the same. If you had a beard similar to Mo's, and everybody's different, and I'm not a hairdresser, but I have talked to a lot of them about this, and this has been a lot of years of trial and error. And most people are pretty impressed with how his beard comes out. I'm never saying I'm using this stuff according to factory or manufacturer's instructions, because I'm not. This is just what I found to work.
With anything, the more you do it, the better you get.
Well, this is what I'll tell you. If you're going to troll the page and you're going to complain to me about it, I don't really care what your opinion is. This is what it works. I'm sorry, I don't. Not even a little bit.
Practice makes perfect. Oh. Like drinking.
I honestly think that his turns out pretty good generally, and for what he starts out with, so I don't really care. This is what we've had to do. I'm gonna have to get gloves to work this in because this is the color. And your beard is long. Mm-hmm. Yep, just pushing it in there.
Long beard and fat now.
Brad Mondo would have a fit. Not really, he's always nice. Oh, I got purple on you. He would say, section it off better. And you can't get it next to the root. That changes first. But I gotta tell you, in a beard, it's different. But because I tried to do so many of the ones I seen online and none of them really worked quite the way I wanted it to. And I'm trying
to watch him quite a bit.
I know. I think he's funny. And he's almost always nice. Even when somebody's totally a disaster, he even tries to say something nice. I mean, sometimes you can tell he's just like, ooh, this is going to be bad. But he's always pretty nice. It's not shampoo. That's what he always says about bleach when people try to rub it
in. Your head's in the way.
Well, I can't help it.
Well, you're showing him.
Hopefully this... I think really with...
You're turning violet. Violet?
I would crap my pants if you went purple for a change. That's never happened to us. But, you know, you never know. Yeah, that's for sure. All right. And when Santa comes back and he's totally done, I will have him shaved up, cleaned up, trimmed up, and his hair done. And the reason we do not bleach Mike's hair or try this with it, he always wears a hat. Mo always wears a hat. So,
Santa wears a hat.
And honestly, when we go back to him being a little bit more himself, I'm afraid that this would not quite match this because this is a lot different hair. Type of hair. All right, I think you're good. We'll go 20 minutes. That's it. And this is what it looks like after 20 minute toner, about the same kind of thing. Hopefully, when he washes it out, we'll just have a nice white. Okay. So now, Mo is done with a little bit of a haircut, a little bit of a trim thing. And what I will tell you is, as it starts to grow out or when he starts to eat a little bit more, though, this will all become a little more yellow. And since I'm not gonna bleach him every week, we usually do it every 2 weeks during Santa time, I'm going to give a little bit of enhancement here. I'm wetting this down just a little bit again. Usually we do this right when he gets out of the shower. He's had to go through a lot today, so I could do this video. And then to maintain it, I usually just bleach it one more time when the roots kind of grow out. Okay, but now it's just a little bit wet. And I use this, what do you say it again? Mayron?
Mayron.
Okay. It's a little bit of an enhancement, and I don't have to use too much of it right now, but in those areas that are kind of bad, I try to pour it into a comb a little bit, and I'm gonna work this into his beard to give him that really, really silvery white that Mo's kind of known for that way. And again, this is a hair paint, so you definitely want to wear crappy stuff when you're first doing this. And I find if I comb it in a little bit, or I
show him
I kind of put it across the comb like that, and then I work it in to his beard. I find that that works about the best. It also puts a little coloring on the skin underneath, which will make it appear just a little thicker. And I work this all up. Now you wanna get off any excess, but he doesn't need a ton today. And I don't wanna have to walk around with full Santa gear tonight if I can avoid it. I know it gets kind of uncomfortable. I'm gonna kind of smear that around there. Okay, and it looks like there's a ton there. But when his beard's a little wet, then I can comb it to other places and kind of work it in. Okay, and then in areas like where his
eyebrows,
mustache and eyebrows are, I usually use the wand again. Makes it a little bit more. Now, if you like it really dark, you can leave it in there, but I try to blend it some. Now, when he has real dark areas that come out by his nose here, I cover it with this pretty heavily to kind of give him that look now. Okay, and then I'm gonna attempt to dry this. Now what I will say about this is much stiffer when you dry it than it is like with your normal beard. It will pull a lot, it will be a lot more uncomfortable than it is when you normally do it. So he's not gonna be thrilled about this part of it, I guarantee it. But I dry it a little bit and I use a rounding brush that's metal so that I can curl and pull when he does it. And the more paint you have to put in, the harder this will become as far as pulling on the beard goes. You don't want to get some of the kinks worked out right away.
Santa here.
It's that time of season again, so make sure to order your personalized Santa video today. Stay safe. Happy holidays. Ho, ho, ho.